The opinions expressed on this radio program by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of the Emily Pearls Show, Blog Talk Radio, or the Emily Pearls Show's sponsors and affiliates. Free thought is a philosophy, not a policy. And although the Emily Pearls Show program may take stances on individual issues, the show itself remains an entertainment platform.
It's the Emily Pearls Show time. Hit it!
Hello, and welcome to my show. You're listening to The Emily Pearls Show, live from Memphis, Tennessee, where women talk about anything we want to talk about, all right? Our topic today is informative, professional, and sometimes we manage to even have a little fun. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea, and come on back and talk with me. The show will begin in just a few moments. You are listening to the Emily Pearls Show. That was a little throwback from the Drifters, this magic moment. I just wanted to hear some guitar strings this evening tonight, y'all. We're coming to you live out of Studio A, New York City. I guess you can hear all the noise on Times Square. It is a Friday night, and I tell you, the square is jam-packed. It is 76 degrees with broken clouds. In Memphis, we just had some rainstorm
a rhinestone or blew a small limb on my car. Yeah, I just caught the end of it, and but it, now, of course, it didn't do any damage. But we thank you so much for taking that time to tune in. We know your Friday nights are busy, and for those of you who are out and about and just really can't listen to us on the go, we hope that you will download the show tomorrow at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Emily Pearl Show. Our show is always ready for you to download and enjoy listening pleasure approximately 1 hour after we go off the air. All right? Mm-hmm. And to do that, all you have to do is go to Google Play Store, go to Top Charts, free Top Charts, and it is free. Put in the search bar, The Emily Pearl Show, download our app, and you can listen to us on the go. All right. Chat room is also open tonight if you want to talk. We have a special guest that I'm going to dial up in a few minutes from Oklahoma City, Singer Boy. He's going to play one of his cuts for you to view him. So we got a great show in store for you tonight. I got something I want to talk about, Top Show, that, you know, I'm always critical of. It's my critical moments, you know, when I hear stuff on the TV. I'll tell you about it. But right now, in the studio A with me, of course, is our host of the most, Sybil Marie Presley and Rose Douglas Martin. Hey, you guys, how y'all doing? Hi.
Hello. How is everyone tonight?
Oh, I am just frustrated. I have been fighting a fly all day long. It's a spy fly because I can't kill him. I thought that I had led him to the light of the door, of the wrought iron door, and then I shut the wood door, right? Soon as I sit down, here's another, his twin, which I thought, it was just one fly I was being bothered with all day long, and there was two of them, twin spy flies, and a spy net, one net, y'all. Ooh, I've been just dealing with it, they get on my nerves. I can't stand them. That's why I love the winter, because I don't have to worry about spy flies, nappy necks, and ants.
Well, call a swat.
Well, you know, Emily, what I always do is I don't worry about it until it gets dark, and then I turn off all the lights in the house. And I just turn on like one little light where if they light around that light, it's good swatting, you know, surface. And because they're a sucker. It's just like a bass going after that artificial lure and it's hungry. You know, they're sitting ducks. They're just pure sitting ducks. If you do it like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and go to the window, because, you know, insects love to go to the window. You can pull up your blinds and you can find them hiding.
Yeah, that's what I did with one of them. I got one of them shut between the wrought iron door and the wood door. Hope he suffocates tonight. But the other one, I had to turn the air. You know, it's costing me money because if I had to turn on the air so that he won't bother me, the spy fly, right? He doesn't like the cold, right? Well, when I turn the air off, I really don't need it. So when I turn it off, then I'm bothered by, even when I turn it on for the fly, it still doesn't bother that nappy neck. So they're about to put me in a straitjacket over here.
Well, you know, I mean, as many eyes as they have, you know, if they were secret agents, you know, and you could put a little microchip in them, then what an ultimate spy.
I hate that word.
Yeah.
I call them spy flies because you can't kill them. They like dragons crawling.
Yes. Yeah,
so
we're bringing that up to Timothy. I'm doing well. I'm fine, and always, you know, the highlight of my week is the Emily Pearl Show, you know, so.
Well, thank you.
Anything in association with that, you know, because I'm going to be doing some things on my own eventually at some point in time. And
wonderful.
But I guarantee it's going we're going to be seeing eye to eye because we're on the same page.
Okay, sounds good. Sybil, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm just bubbling over with joy and relaxing today, counting on my blessings. And I thought you had told me one time that lavender scent got rid of flies.
Well, it wasn't me, but I don't have any lavender.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Someone told you that?
Something about that. They do not like to smell the aroma of lavender.
Oh. Well, maybe that's why the ladies kept a lot of lavender back in the 1800s.
That could be, too. And even for humans, lavender is a very soothing, peaceful scent.
Oh, yeah.
So
I like
very,
the lavender
very
scent.
Very relaxing. Uh-huh.
Plus, I like to get the lavender bath gels and salt, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
I always knew it was calming, C-A-L-M-I-N-G.
Yeah,
but
calming.
I didn't know anything about flies and lavender. I'll Google it.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
And you know what?
We're gonna take.
I have not seen. I haven't seen any flies in my place this year.
Well, you're in a high rise. They'd have to go a long way to get to you.
I had a bunch of them. I had a fly convention last year. They held
really?
A convention here,
hmm.
And then not a
wow.
one this time. And you know, my new air conditioner, I think, helps as well. It's nice and cool.
Oh, definitely. They do not like cold. That's why I love winter. Okay, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, Reverend Douglas Martin has a message for us at the top of the show. In time enough before I call our guest up, we're going to call our guest up at 7:30. So, Reverend, I think that's going to be enough time for you. Don't you think that's right?
I just roll out the carpet.
It's
and then walk it
now.
And
okay.
then walk it then walk it right quick.
All right. It's 7:12. We'll be back in 1:37. Y'all stay right there.
Give your business the exposure it needs on one of the world's fastest growing internet talk shows. Sponsor the Emily Pearl Show today and reach local, national, and international buyers. Call us 901-644-7346. Message or inbox us on Facebook and Twitter or email us now. EmilyPearlsKirk@gmail.com. You've got plenty to say, so do it the Emily Pearl Show way. That's 901-644-7346. 901-644-7346.
Back, and we are ready to hear our message from Reverend Douglas Martin. Douglas, I just want to say we're excited to have you back. You always uplift us. You have a way with words, and you got a lot of wisdom in your words. So take it away. Mm-hmm.
And all the listeners. And all the listeners.
My bad, Douglas. You could hear me, but I couldn't hear you because I forgot to push on for you to talk. Bad Emily Pearls. Bad Emily Pearls. Well, I'm going to say it again. Douglas, we are so excited to have you back. I know you've got a great message for us because you always have uplifting words, and your words have wisdom. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Emily. Thank you so much for bringing me back to be a personality on this radio show. And thank all the listeners, and encourage you to call in for questions. Before I start my message, I would like to introduce a scripture that can not only be applied to Emily Pearl's show, especially with her team and talkers, but it's Matthew 18:2-4. And Christ called the little child to him and placed him among him, and he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And what Christ was saying there is that prior to the molding of human secularism, that there is a divine innocence with children, and that is the pathway. And so, and we take for granted because we supervise our children, but we don't necessarily take notice on the grand love and acceptance that they have for their environment, for animals, for other children. There's a very natural relativity there. And so I encourage everyone, whether you have children or not, to take notice of that when you're around them, or even better yet, dealing with them. But my message tonight is about the financial disposition of the church. And now, what I mean by church are, you know, different denominations, but really the definition of church is assembly of believers. So,
right,
it, you know, you don't really have to have a building, but as far as these sanctuaries and synagogues and places of worship being able to function today's society, you know, like everything else in the world, it costs money. And so, you know, they have to depend on their followers that worship there. Well, being that 97% of Americans already live from paycheck to paycheck, and then, ironically enough, the same percentage as of 2002 in the churches, that 97% of registered Christians, they feel like they can't afford to pay tithing. And so my message tonight is how churches can be able to work through the affordability issue, and also the technical issue, because really I won't say wise Christians, but Christians that really read their word a lot, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, they will see that tithing was for the Hebrews when they first came out of Egypt, and the 11 tribes paid tithing to the Levi tribe, which were the judges and the administrators, the people that diagnosed illnesses, and so they all paid their tenth to the Levi tribe, so it would all be equal.
Uh-huh.
And And then from there, they paid their alms according to the amounts in their storehouses. Okay, let me give some scriptural references.
Okay. I know that to be
Malachi,
true, though. Yes.
Malachi. Now this is the Old Testament. We'll start in the Old Testament. 3:7-12. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinance and have not kept them. Return unto me, I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even as in this whole nation. Bring all the tithes unto the sanctuary, that there may be meat in the house, and prove me nowhere with, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now here are some examples in the New Testament that churches use to support tithing in modern times, but actually tithing was very, very, as far as the term and the purpose of tithing, it was directly associated with the Hebrews coming out of Egypt. But it's been adopted and taken and carried on all the way through the Gentiles. Okay. Matthew 6:21. Where your treasure be, there your heart will be also. Proverbs, these are just a few examples. Proverbs, but they all are in the same area of understanding. Proverbs 19:17. The one who is gracious to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay him for his good deed. Ephesians 4:28. Use your hands for good hard work, and then give generously to others in need. Okay, now it really gets deep, because now Jesus is speaking in red words. Matthew 19:21 and also Luke 8:22. And they're both red, but it's not the exact quite same sentence structure. Jesus said, if you want to be perfect, or if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, sell your possessions, give to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven by following me.
Okay.
And then so, actually, it's a lot more intense. Now, it was just 10% back in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
But now after Jesus came into the picture, see, we've used the Old Testament to compromise because we're not going to do the same things the Jews didn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
The Jews didn't want to accept Jesus because
right.
They would have had to have given up all their riches, and they're the smartest people on the planet financially.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have had to have given up their desire to want to exist as humans on this planet. But what Jesus would have done was taken them to glory.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just totally rejected Christ, and so we've compromised Christ to the Gentiles' gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is some historical facts right here. The Bible does not anywhere indicate that tithing is applicable or expected in our time at all. It was a system which was brought in following, like I was telling you, Now I'm reading. This is not my own words now. What I was saying earlier was my own words. From Egypt and the forming of the nation of Israel into a nation of their own. Their nation was divided into 12 tribes. All of these tribes grew crops, had animals, inherited land, etc. And like I said, the 12 tribe Levi were the priests and the administrators of the nation. They had no land, they had no animals, crops, etc. So the tribe had to give up, they had to give up a 10% to the tribe of Levi. And of course, this mathematically worked out where everything was equal. And so basically, what was going on is it was like correspondent to what we call taxes today. You know, where that 10% is, we pay our taxes and then we have all these municipal services and state services and federal services, you know, trash, firemen, police, you know, et cetera.
Yeah.
Etc. And so what I suggest to the churches and for all those that are listening, you can share this information and have them come back and listen to the show tonight on my segment on the website. But what churches what they need to be doing is providing financial counseling to help their members budget and invest. Because even though there are people that feel like they can't afford to pay tithing, there are other people, they want to worship God.
Yeah.
They don't care about all that technical financial stuff. They want to worship God because they're very thankful and grateful.
Sure.
And so what the church needs to do is step in and provide financial counseling. And it really goes right in conjunction with how to make yourself a self-made financial secure person, and that is living below your means.
Sure, exactly.
So you can afford more than just tithing. You know, when it's time, you have a goal. You know, and so what I would suggest for the churches to do is to put up bulletins and that sort of thing. You can be on like prayer nights or Bible study nights or even choir rehearsal nights. And have someone designated in the church that can come and say, you know, look, let me just have 5 minutes of your time. And get it approved with the pastor. And then, so that way, that everybody is uniform and on the same page. And then, when new members come in, then in the itinerary of church membership conduct and how to be supportive of the church, you know, we provide financial counseling instead of just saying give and you'll be blessed, because there's an unfair formula. There's an unfair formula for how quickly and how much people receive blessings. But it is a reality, though. The consequences of faith is an absolute reality.
That's
why it's so important that we don't be judgmental, because us as humans, we all have this ability. The greatest person that ever came on earth to help us was the person that they call Jesus Christ. And Jesus is a Greek term, and Christ is a Latin term. You know, so that was like the title that was given to him. Even in Hebrew text, it was Joshua, but he didn't have a last name. It was just Joshua.
Exactly.
You know, but anyway, before I go on and on and on, I'm going to go ahead and in this segment in prayer.
Okay.
And God bless everybody. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And those that are tuned in, like I said, spread the word. My number is 901-254-2918. And I will be glad to assist you, your church, and your pastor in how to improve the financial status and homeostasis of the members in conjunction with the relationship and their faith in Christ and the church. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for this time, and thank you for speaking through me. And I pray that it touches everyone that listened enough that they will share this information, especially to tune into the Emily Pearl Show on her website. And thank you so much for Emily and Sybil. They are just wonderful, wonderful people. They're my true blue sisters, and I love them so dearly. And bless you all in Jesus' name.
All right. All right, studio. Thanks so much. This seems to be breaking up, to be mean. That was very good. Very, very interesting. Good message to the churches, Reverend Douglas Martin. So thank you. We're going to take a little break. When I come back, our guest is already dialed into the studio, y'all. All right, and he is serious. Okay, so let's just stay right there. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back, y'all.
The Cupboard Restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee is world famous for some of the best food and southern hospitality you'll ever find, and is a celebrity favorite. Open from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. every day. The Cupboard Restaurant is located at 1400 Union Avenue, one block east of Cleveland, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Got a large group? Groups of any size are welcome, and catering is available. While you're there, pick up a copy of Charles Capella's world-famous cupboard cookbook. Check out their website at www.thecupboardrestaurant.com. That's The Cupboard Restaurant, 1400 Union, 901-276-8015. A proud sponsor of the Emily Pearl Show.
Thing of the past. We'll fix your credit and get you approved for a new loan. All you need is a middle score of 640 for FHA approval, and we know how to get you there. We specialize in getting you approved for home financing. So call the credit doctor now, 901-355-2772. Tell us that you saw it on Facebook to receive quality placement. Call 901-355-2772. The Credit Doctor.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. We want to feel back, and we want to definitely thank Reverend Martin again. He's a radio personality that has come back to our platform, and I think y'all can give him a little bit better applause than y'all give him. Okay, it is time for our special guest. I'm trying to get up my document while I'm doing that. Let me bring in the co-hosts of the Moses. Sybil, what do you think about that message?
I thought it hit home pretty good. I think Doug does an excellent job on his subjects, especially the spiritual nature. He's very encouraging and informative,
mm-hmm.
and I'm happy to have him
mm-hmm.
back.
I am too. Yeah, he does. He always has good messages. He doesn't realize how intriguing and, you know, mind thinking that his messages are. Doug, so hats off to you.
Oh, I didn't know I was in the studio. I was in the studio. I'm just listening.
You are.
Yeah, if I had a mirror in front of me, I'd probably have to turn it the other way. I'm sure I'm blessed.
Ah, you're blessing? Ah, well, that's good. Yeah, we want to give, we always like to give encouraging words while people are living. I get so, I used to do funerals, you know, I was play for funerals all the time. And I was a church musician for 43 years. And I used to get so tired of people getting up, boo-hooing and crying. Particularly the children, you know, of the relatives, when they know that they didn't do right by their parent or their relative, then those be the ones crying all over the casket and acting a fool, you know, and I would be always sitting there.
That's true.
I would be sitting there saying, yeah. So I would be sitting there saying, well, you know, it's a crying shame because you should have given your love and shown your love and shown your appreciation while that person was living. That person cannot even hear you now. I've been wanting to tell them so bad. Sybil, that was wrong with me, wasn't it? I've been wanting to shout out, they can't hear you.
No, I know. You know what? I know they can't hear, but I guess it does. People starts a healing and grieving process for them to let it out and it be comforted by the others that are there. And of course, we can
always get back. That's right, Sybil. You're not doomed. You're not doomed, even though you didn't do right when that person was incarnate. You're not doomed. And if you change your life, if that's a changing for your life, you know, then because the thing is you know, we all have to go to the beyond anyway, you know. And so thank goodness that, you know, because one of the greatest things about passing on is a celebration for the impact that you had with your life and the
mm-hmm.
people you touched, the people that did you wrong, you know, and that are aware of it and concerned. So just like Sybil said, you know, creates a healing process and you're not doomed when you get to that point, and that's the beautiful thing. But I know where you're coming from, Emily. I know exactly where you're coming from, Emily. I know you're here. You're hitting dead on.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to bring in our guest for the night, y'all. Singer Boy from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I'm going to welcome him to the audience right now. Hello, Joe Money, Singer Boy. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Hey, can you hear me? I need you to speak up a little bit for our listening audience.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Okay, great, great. Listen, we are so excited to have you on the show tonight. I've already listened to the MP3 that you sent to me, and it was awesome. I really, really love the music. And I have a surprise, and the words are not too bad either. I have a surprise for you after we come back. First of all, I could not get my documents section to come up. You know, I did not receive a release form, so I'm just going to put it shortly, and you just say, I agree. And but to be on our show, all of our guests must sign a release form, and basically, in summarization, that form simply says that you do realize that you're not receiving any pay for your appearance tonight, and that we may use your images and your music in connection with the Emily Pearl Show and its platforms. Like when we help promote you, you know, we'll just put it out there and say that, you know, you were a guest on our show. Tune in to this show with the link. So, you know, when you're a guest on our show, it doesn't end tonight. So, because we study, oftentimes, from time to time, we'll put the link up to the show along with the picture and say, hey, you missed a great show. You should tune in and hear Singapore, you know, that sort of thing. But basically, the summarization is just saying that you do understand you don't get any pay for any of that, right? Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am, I agree.
All right. Listen, now to the interview. You say you sent me some questions, but I'm just going to start off by asking you to introduce yourself to the audience while I look for those questions. Maybe my email will come up. You know, I have the studio sounds out of New York out the window here on the ticker tape, and I turn those off, the sound off from the street when Reverend Douglas was on. And think that there go our sound box. And now the document wants to come up. I'm sure you snagged me something else with this little slick spell. But that's okay. We already took care of business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ain't stopped no show. He ain't stopped no show. We already took care of business.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, right?
Yes, ma'am. OKC, home of the Thunder.
And how long have you lived there?
My whole life. 25. I'll be 26
really?
At the end of this month.
Oh, wow. That is something else. So I've never been to Oklahoma, but I have been to Texas. I like San Antonio. I've never been to Dallas. I went through Dallas, but I didn't get to stop. But I love San Antonio. The Riverwalk, have you ever been there?
No, ma'am. I've only been to, Midland and Dallas.
Okay. So tell everybody your name. I found your question.
Okay. Yeah, man, I go by Joe Money. You can follow
that's
me on Instagram.
That's what I follow.
Man.
Yeah, that's your artist name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my artist
name.
You can follow me on
okay.
Instagram at JoeMoneyOKC, _OKC. Facebook, Joe Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty
okay.
much all the
now,
I got so far.
Okay, that's fine. You better open you up a Twitter fan page there, Joe Money.
Yeah, I got a Twitter, but I don't be on it like that. So.
Oh. Man, Twitter is the it. Come on now. You got to get on Twitter. I have
man,
over 40, I already have over 46,000 followers. The Emily Pearl Show does. And but we've been on for 4 years. So it'll take you a while to get up to that number. Yeah. So we talked about Oklahoma City. Does your city support you?
How does the city support me? Slowly, I would say. They're
mm-hmm.
just now, you know, waking up, you know what I mean, as far as, like, talent in the city, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be the guy to put the city on, and so they don't want to support
mm-hmm.
everybody. You know, they want to be that man to be like, oh, yeah, he put on Oklahoma instead of uniting. So they're slowly
mm-hmm.
supporting, My song is on 103.5. It's jamming on the radio right now. They've been playing it. Much love to Terry Monday, Super Cool, K Unique, everybody that's playing it up there, man, the whole staff. And I've just been getting love from
them
ever since.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know, I think all artists, even filmmakers, find that deal with the same issues. It's, and that's just the way the United States is. I don't know why they have that mentality, but some an artist or a filmmaker from here in the United States can blow it up in the UK, and then all of a sudden, the people in the United States just love us. But they didn't support them before they went to the UK. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, that's
it's
how
like
it
my
is.
Show.
That's how it is.
Yeah, it's like my show. Biggest of my followers are OT.
Mm-hmm.
We are national and international. But the UK loves the Emily Pearl Show. On my eighth show, one of the big pop stars from London, England, called, well, they didn't call me, they messaged me on my fan page and wanted to know if they, if she could be on the show. So I said, sure, you know. And so I knew she was a pop artist because it's expensive for them to dial into America.
Mm-hmm.
And, she dialed into America. She was in Paris that night. And it was about 2 o'clock in the morning for her because they're like 6 or 7 hours ahead of us over there. But she didn't want to get off the phone, and she's talking about how much they love the Emily Pearl Show over there. Because I was wondering why I had gotten a message from somebody way over there wanting to be on my show. They say they listen to my show over there all the time. Everybody's in outrage about the Emily Pearl Show. And I just produced a film, and I had to have an editor. And would you believe that my film was edited by a British editor? I'm serious.
Yeah, that's love right there. That's love.
That's love. They love the Emily Pearl Show. They love them some Emily Pearl. Okay, so we're going to help you get popular in the UK, too. But that's what we do when we put you in our circle, you in it. Ain't no getting out.
Hey, I'm part of the family. Part of the family now.
Exactly. So, Joe Money, what makes you different?
Oh, man, what makes me different? I talk about, like, stuff I've gone through as far as I don't fake nothing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I invest in myself more than I see anybody around here in the city invest in themselves. When I tell people, they be like, how did you get this song? Or, you know, what this song, how much this song cost and blah, blah, blah. You know, that song cost me $1,400 roughly. Just one song, $1,400.
Hey.
And I work 9 to 5. I got bills to pay. I got a daughter. Mm-hmm. And I still pull. And that's no help. Like, no help. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
All that bread. That's
where it was on my
film. You know what I mean?
All of that had to come out of my pocket. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and right now I'm still in the hole because it just got on Amazon. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I know what you're talking about. I really know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and
thank
people
y'all
be like,
for the
dude, you're crazy.
And yeah, but you got to invest. It costs money. You know, so I understand completely, exactly. And have you been in a group before?
I've been in a group. I've been in a group. It don't work out for me. I'm never the person with the ego. Mm-hmm. I'm always trying to help everybody around in my circle and push forward, but everybody feel like they have to be number one. I've never felt that way at all, so I just, you know, I don't do groups anymore. I tried it in the past, and it just doesn't work out for me. You know, it might work out for some other artists and things like that, but, I mean, I'm not the type of person that's going to hold your hand about your ego. You know what I mean? I check mine at the door, so I feel like, you know, y'all should check y'all's too. So,
That's why I stopped being a musician. You may have heard my statement earlier. I was a church musician for 43 years. 43 years now. I've been playing. I started out playing piano, and then I moved on to that Hammond B3 organ. So I've been playing ever since I was 16 years old. By the time I got to my 43rd year of playing, I mean, I'm known all over the Mid-South, Memphis, as well as Arkansas, Mississippi as a musician at that time. So the churches that I would play for, I ended up having to leave and just go on to another church and pick up a job. You know, never had a break, maybe one Sunday break before I found another music position, you know. Because it was always one, sometimes two or three, that I always wanted in the choir now. Can't play a note and can barely sing, and some of them couldn't sing. But they want to tell me how to song. But they want to tell me how the song go.
That's how it goes.
They
want to
tell me how to play the song, okay? And you know what I said after 43 years? Joe, I said, look, I don't know what's wrong with you. You know what I said. I can't say it on my show. But I don't have to take this from y'all. I said, but I don't have to take this from y'all, you know. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm retired. Yes. But I know exactly what you're talking about that ego. And do you have videos? If so, where can we find them?
Yeah, I got some videos on YouTube. Shot by my guy, T. Mays. Terrell Mays, you can find him on Facebook. His company, I hope I don't get it wrong, Different Visuals. I think that's his company. You can find that also on Facebook, but... my YouTube channel is JoeMoney405. All my videos that I've done. My latest one was unsupported. Yes, ma'am.
You say JoeMoney405.
Yes, ma'am.
On YouTube, JoeMoney. It's JoeMoney, y'all. 405. Okay. You can continue. Yeah, I just want to make sure that money is heard back.
But yeah, my latest video I did was with T Mays and Unsupported. That's the first track. That's my intro off my mixtape Live and Learn. That'll be out sometime September, maybe early October.
Okay, that sounds good. And have you ever been affiliated with a performance rights organization?
Yeah, I'm
if
with
so, which one?
BMI. BMI.
BMI. Okay.
Yeah, they take care of everything I do.
What is that, Black Media Institute?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even want to mess it up. I don't know. I just know ASCAP and BMI. I just pick BMI, and I talk to them when I'm going to do a show. Hey, I'm going to do my song. They'll be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then,
it's either Black Media Institute or it's Black Music Industry. I've forgotten which one.
I'm going to have to do more research on that one.
Yeah, I will too. So now, I want you to be very honest with me on this one. Why do you want to record and release your own music?
Why do I want to record my own music? It's, man, you know, I've been singing since I was 5, and I've been in the choir from first grade to 12th. my mama put me in it. I'm pretty much done singing choir music, Mom. Like I don't want to sing that no more. I want to write my own music and tell my story, you know. And I think this year around, you know, I've been more vulnerable, being, you know, telling people how I feel in my music, and it's coming off better than just, okay, this is what they want to hear. I'll just write a generic R&B song, a love song, and they'll like it. Now I just come off as a real person and tell people how I really feel through my music.
Mhm. Right. I understand. That's why I want to do my own thing.
Yeah, you got to.
When you partner with people going in, they're gonna want to take the biggest cut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll find, and then you got a lot of arguments, a lot of problems, a lot of drama. I don't have time for that. You know, so I solo it, you know, and as far as doing the producing, the directing, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I do contract with my actors. I did contract with my actors, my crew on the first pay. So I totally understand what you're saying, what I'm saying. Now, what crowd is your best fans or customers?
I mean, we go from like the, I say like 18 to about 30. Really feeling it as far as like the real solid music. You know, you go up from 30 to 40, they want that. They want that tank, that they want that old school feel, you know, to that, you know, which I don't mind. I can cater to that, you know. I did a show for what's that group out in H-Town. I did a show in H-Town, and I've learned a lot from that. I opened up for them, and it was a ton of women, and I was singing my songs. And I'm like, okay, I got a couple feeling it. And then H-Town come on. They got teddy bears. They got roses. All kind of stuff for the women. And I'm like, man, okay. And the women was feeling it. I said, that's what it is.
That's what it is. That's what got the money.
That's what it is. they like that. They that's what they gravitate to. They want to be catered to, you know what I mean, as far as when you sing to them and perform for them and things. So I'm like, man, I did my research, studied up on them. So.
Exactly. Well, you already kind of touched on the specific things that you cover in your music.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like for you to do is discuss the songwriting process for me that you do in detail. And then after that, we're going to play your song, and then we're going to come back, see if we have any questions. And then if we have time after we answer the questions, we'll go back to some more questions from you. How does that sound?
Okay. All right, cool. That's great. That sounds good to me. And what was that first question you asked me? I'm sorry.
Tell us about how the songwriting process goes.
Oh, man. It just got to be like my mood, man. It just, let's see. As far as a single right now, weekends, I love. Like, what I do, I go play pool, and it's at a strip club. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, okay? It's at a strip club, and that's where I go play pool at. And so, you know, that's what I was feeling at the time. She only works on weekends, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, it's just for me right now, I have to be in that mood, that zone, you know, how I'm feeling at the time. I got to be, if I want to write, like, a real passionate song from the heart, man, I got to be, like, ducked off in my house with it, like, closed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything closed up.
Yeah.
And I just vibe to the music for a little bit.
True. Well, one thing you'll be glad to know is that we don't judge on the Emily Pearl Show because we know what goes on in real life. I'm 67 years old. Believe me, I know. Probably know some stuff that you don't know. That you.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to be true about it. We were born innocent, but we didn't stay that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right on. All right, y'all ready to hear Weekend? I know I am. Y'all gonna love this song. The music is so, so awesome. And then, as a matter of fact, after I play this, you know, I told y'all I had a little surprise probably for you. I think I'm going to feel a surprise. And then we can always talk about it later. Let me turn off Fifth Street in New York so that outside the studio.
Before you drop it, I gotta give a shout out to Chris Cutter, Cutter Classics. He made the beat. My guy, Fat Pimp from Dallas. He got on the track, man. He blessed the track for me, man. It was a blessing that I hooked up with that cat, man. And that's pretty much it. 103.5, man. And Miss Emily's playing it.
And you can sing it, too. Here we go, y'all.
Carter Classics. Only works on weekends, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. Weekends, she ain't worried about nothing but that money. Weekends, she ain't never going broke, cause she'll like it spending more on the weekend. Hold up, baby, I see you working, can you work it on me? Work it on me with the rock in your system. You in your zone, shout out out to the DJs for playing this song. Ain't no shame in what you do.
Girl, get that money.
Hit the stage, all eyes on you. And I know. Being broke ain't a thing, 'cause she worked 3 days a week and have you throwing a G. Keep it clapping for real. Girl, I'm loving what I see. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. If you hear every weekend, racks is what
she
I'm
only
going.
Works on weekends. 20, 40, 60, 80,
100. Weekends.
She ain't worried about nothing but that money.
Weekends. She ain't never going broke, 'cause she'll like it spending more on the weekend.
Weekends.
20, 40, 60, 80, 100.
Weekends.
She ain't worried about nothing but that money.
In that church, Joe. You don't know it like I know.
Nope.
In the street, she boozy, though. Behind those, she a freak, though. La mama, she get to that money. Up on that pole, Friday through Monday. She got her 2 kids, a nigga ain't shoot some money through Friday. She stressed about work. Slide in the
BMs.
Here go my number. Girl, I want kicky. Netflix and chill. What are you sipping? I'm bringing the henny, your bucket of chicken. Call me, I can make it juicy for you. I know he be stressing you. I ain't trying to do that to you. She say, when I trick it on. That right there don't press her now. All she say is she been hurt before. I wanna love you down. Now they done cut the lights on. I don't want this night to end. If I could, I'd be here every night, but I can't. Goddamn.
She only works on weekends.
20, 40, 60, 80, 100.
Weekends.
She ain't worried about nothing but that money.
Weekends. She ain't never going broke. 'Cause she'll have you spending more on the weekend.
Y'all, I'm here. I was so into the song. Phyllis hung up. I don't know where she go. Okay, we going to host Doug. Doug, you got a question for our guest tonight?
Oh, you know I do. But before I go to the question, I want to test my clairvoyance. So, your money.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I had him off. Here he goes. All right, there you go. You're live.
What's up?
Your money.
What's up, bro?
Here, I want to test my clairvoyance before I ask you a question. I said I want to test my clairvoyance.
All right, go ahead.
You did your own background.
Yeah. Yeah, I did
that's
everything.
Smart. That's smart. That's real smart. Now my question is, you got a pen in your hand.
Do I have a pen in my hand? I'm gonna get one.
And a piece of paper. A pen and a piece of paper.
Let me get one. Give me 1 second. Pen and a piece of paper. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I want you to send me everything that you got.
Okay.
Don't leave out anything.
All right.
Resume, portfolio, videos, slogans, everything. Your Don't send me everything. I got you.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
Okay. This is my email. Small letters. IBURHUCKABERRY 2015 T2015. I be your Huckleberry. That's from Tombstone. I be your Huckleberry.
I'll be your Huckleberry. I'm an answer.
Yeah, I'll be your Huckleberry. 2015.
All right.
At gmail.com.
gmail.com. Okay, I got it.
Now, don't hesitate.
Because you
called in to the right radio station, so don't hesitate.
I got you. I shoot everything to you.
Can you give us a little clue, Doug?
Okay. I have recently made some top-notch contacts. And
okay.
I'm about to be hooked in.
Yeah.
I'm about to be hooked in. So, and I heard your product. I want to hear more.
I got you.
Send me everything. Let me give you my phone number, too.
All right, go ahead.
So in case anything goes wrong, you can call me. 901-954-2918.
901-854-2918.
Okay. Yeah. 901-254-2918.
All right. Got that number.
And
he's
you got my
name,
right? You got my name?
Nope,
oh, Douglas Martin.
Yet.
Douglas Martin.
Douglas Martin.
M-A-R-T-I-N.
All right.
You don't have to call me Reverend. You don't have to call me Reverend. Douglas Martin's fine, but on the show I'm Reverend.
Yeah.
Well, he's already told me his good news, but I can't spill it. I think he'll be announcing it on our next show, but it's really big. So that's one thing. I didn't know that was coming. Now, the surprise that
I
have is that... Yeah, the surprise that I have is that I have been commissioned to do a movie for a young lady here in Memphis. It's her autobiography. And we've already signed our contracts and everything. And
yeah.
And her movie is entitled Cornbread Express. I met with her last Saturday to give me the 411 on all the characters. She had already, I'm editing her script right now, because the script must be final edited before we begin to shoot. And her movie's named Cornbread Express, and it doesn't have anything to do with the name. Well, in a way it does, but it's more of a kind of a pimp type prostitute movie. Yeah. Drugs, violence, that sort of thing, you know. And normally I wouldn't have said that I would produce that movie because my mission, I thought, was not to produce those type movies. However, the voice spoke to me and said, now, you can't turn it away, take a second look at it, because that's what folks are buying.
Mm-hmm.
And while your movie is still begging folks See, my movie is just a clean, straight movie, no cursing or violence or nothing. So, Spirit said, while you still waiting to post, begging the folks to buy your movie, her movie will probably sell off the shelf. I said, yeah, you probably were, you know. So, a blessing can come in many shapes, forms, and fashions.
Yes, it can.
People would know that I did not write that, you know, that it's not my character to write that type of movie. But producing somebody else's work is a different thing than actually writing that yourself.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, yeah, I see the message. I see the message. And she had been trying to get someone, she said, to do her movie for years. And she said, I'm the only one that would give her a chance. And so I said, well, that's me blessing her. I can't turn away from that. And she's got some pretty good contacts, too. She has everything already set up. She has a videographer. She does have a music composer. She's got her actors. She got her location. She's serious.
Yeah.
So I want to. Yeah. So if it's okay with you, I'm meeting with her tomorrow, and I would like to play your song for her and let her hear it to see if she would like to use it in her movie. Would that
no
be
doubt.
Okay?
No doubt. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'll be doing. I'm gonna have my laptop with me anyway, so I'll take my buds and let her hear, because she can't listen to without buds. Got to hear that bad track in its fullness, you know, and your velvety tone voice. Your voice is just velvet. Now I know my co-host is dying to get in here. We ain't had a chance to even put out a quiz for him. Several, I know you got something to say, girl. Come on out with it.
Well, you know, I have a lot of patience. I just stand by and jump in whenever there's a little circle to jump in on. So I think your guest is very talented, and looking forward to meeting you and hearing more
for
of
sure.
your music as well. And do you live right here in Memphis?
No, ma'am. Oklahoma City.
Oh, that's right. She did say Oklahoma. Yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't know if that's where you were from or where you're living now at the moment.
Yeah,
but
I'm still out here.
Well, whenever you get to Memphis, you know, I'll have to meet, of course. And I think you're extremely talented and a great singer and writer. And very honored and blessed to have you on the show tonight. So that's what I got to say. Are you on Facebook?
Appreciate it.
Are you
yes,
on Facebook?
Ma'am.
How do I find you on Facebook?
Joe Johnson.
Spell your name out for me again, huh?
J-O-E and then Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Okay. So is there a lot more Joe Johnsons? Are you the only one, or how do I find you?
No, it's more, but I think I have a flyer of a show I did yesterday on there. It should say Joe Money Bistro 46 show. It's
Joe Money.
Great background. Yeah, it should have there on the profile.
And of course, you know Emily's name, and I'm Sybil, S-Y-B-I-L, Presley, P-R-E-S-L-E-Y. You can always add me as a friend. That'd be easier.
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you very much. That's all I got to say, and keep on with your wonderful talent, and hope to see you and your music in several movies. So have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, then. We're going to hear from the audience. Guys, I'm going to check the chat room, see if we have any questions in there. If you want to talk to or ask questions or make comments about guests, please dial in now at 1-646-200-3422. That's 1-646-200-3422. Joe, go ahead and send out some texts to your people. And when we come back after we do our other half of your questions, then we'll take some more questions. Right now we got folks in the studio, and they haven't pressed one to raise their hand yet. Perhaps they're waiting to hear the rest of the interview. So we'll stay, but listen, don't go away. We will be right back.
Yes, ma'am.
You're listening to The Emily Pearl Show, live from Memphis, Tennessee. It's in a class all by itself. I'm Emily Pearl, and we'll be right back.
If you're getting married, having a fundraiser, graduation, family reunion, or it's your birthday party, and you need music and entertainment, Set Sail Entertainment presents professional disc jockeys with dynamic light shows and concert-powered sound systems. Set Sail Entertainment has famous local Memphis area disc jockeys, DJ D Smooth, DJ One Nation, DJ Red Assassin, and DJ CP3, ready to perform for you. Just call 901-488-9931. Set Sail Entertainment at 901-488-9931. Set Sail Entertainment logos and disc jockeys trade names are trademarked. Just call 901-488-9931, a proud sponsor of the Emily Pearl Show.
Hey, we are back, and we're going back to our guest, Joe Money, singer boy.
Yeah.
And he sure can sing, y'all. Okay,
yeah.
So let's go ahead and finish up our interview. Can you tell me who inspired you or who is your musical influence or influences?
Who inspires me, man, it's August Alsina. He inspires me a lot. He inspired me a lot to do this music because it's not the typical R&B. You know, don't get me wrong, I love R&B. I grew up on that, man, but as far as your love songs, your breakup songs, like he steps outside the box and tells you life stories and what people go through as artists and what you go through as a person. And that hit me the most, like, so that inspires me. I said my family inspires me. They've been supporting me since day one on this. So I'm really inspired and I've been pushed by them to keep going.
That sounds good. You know, it's really good if you got family support. You know, now I'm an only child. I have one son. I'm divorced. My son ain't all into all this entertainment film stuff that I do. You know, but I do have my radio team in our circle of networkers that we do, people that are into. It, of course, videographers, people that I know like that. And I get support from those type of people, the kind of what you call in-house, you know, people that's on my team, my set administrator, Sandra, my musicians, my composers, that are also friends, even people that were extras in the movies, in the movie, which are my friends. So I know exactly what you're talking about. At this point, I don't think I would like to have a bigger family anyway. It's too late for me.
But
it's great that you... Yeah, they be getting on my nerves right about now. So God knew what he was doing.
I'm telling you, that little girl, she's two. She'll be three at the end of this month. Her birthday is the day before mine. And that little girl run me crazy. She run me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, the daughter, you say?
Yeah, my daughter.
Your daughter? Oh, okay. Yeah, I know you got your hands full. I'm done with all of that. Now you'll get a chance to see what your mama was talking. Now you're going to get a chance to see what your mama was talking about with you.
Hey. Mm-hmm. She used to say that all the time. Boy, all that stuff you're doing now is going to come back to you.
Yeah, oh,
boy,
yeah. We knew it would. Yeah, we knew it would. We knew it would. All we had to do was wait.
Mm-hmm.
And ask, look, and make sure we ask the Lord to let us see it, and we seeing it too.
Yeah.
Well, you can't ask for no better revenge.
I'm telling you, boy, she getting me.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, let's see. We're going to skip through some of these for the lack of time. But what I would like to do is we definitely want to know if you've got your CDs or your audio files for sale. If so, where are they?
I'm really just pushing singles right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You can go on iTunes and look me up by Joe Money 405, and my iTunes will pop up. I got Weekends on there. I have Two Grinds featuring K Karma out there in Chicago. I got a couple more on there, but that's pretty much where my music is right now. I'm working, like I said, I'm working on my mixtape, and I'm probably 80% done. So
okay,
I'm gonna send that to Doug, Mr. Martin. I'm gonna send that to him, see what he thinks.
Okay. Mhm. I'm writing that. Now, do you sell direct as well,
yes,
or do you just use third party platforms?
No, I go like just, you know, how old school used to do it, out the trunk.
I know,
see,
right?
I'm walking to you. It's nothing better than that, because I love talking to people. I can talk to you for days, you know, and I just love meeting new people. And my thing is, people think I rap, because everybody wants to be a rapper out here. So when they pop
in
and listen to it, they be like, oh, you sing. Yeah. They're like, okay, I like it. I like it a little bit more now.
Yeah. People are going back to real music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The rap is just so all the same. All of it sounds the same. You know what I'm saying? And
even the rappers listen now.
Yeah. So, you know, people are, they, I think they're just up to snuff with that right now. And they want to hear some good singing again, you know? So your timing is right, I think. So let's see now. I wanted to ask about your live performances. Where have you performed live? You mentioned something about Chicago.
No, I went and performed for H-Town when they came here. I went to Arkansas and performed. I opened up for Kevin Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. I did. I opened up for Kirk O'Bang. He's from Houston. I opened up for him. And I've been to Atlanta. Did a couple shows in Atlanta. I won Who Got the Bangers. I won that one last year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So what was that? A contest?
Yeah. It was a contest, and I won that one. Coming from Oklahoma, on the first one.
What did you win?
I got a radio spot. They really couldn't do anything for our studio-wise because I had to come back to the city. I had to work. So I could have won that. And I got another opportunity to go out there and do another show for them.
Okay. So you've been traveling a little bit. And how long have you
been?
how long have you been working on your career for what you're doing right now?
Since I got out of high school, I really started taking it serious. I got out of high school in 2010, and then probably around 2012, that's when I really, like, dove into it. It was like, man, I got something going. I need to just, I need to go for it. You know what I mean? And that's just how it's been ever since. And I'm grateful to the people that's been with me since then. You know, I got my girlfriend. I got Jordan. That's my little brother. I got my family, Alec. My mom and my granny, my uncle. I got everybody, you know, Cameron, supporting me. My own Snake G, I got him supporting me. You know, I don't want to miss anybody, but, you know, shout out to y'all, man. Like, I really appreciate that, man.
Sure. So what are your goals for the next 1 to 3 years? And then we'll wrap this up.
Man, my next goal is to, man, like, I'm so ready to stop this 9-to-5. And, like, really just really grind on my music. Like I told Sam, is, man, it's coming to an end to where, like, I'm just going for it. I'm going to take that leap of faith and quit this job and go all in for this music, because that's what I live and breathe. I live and sleep music. So, you know, and then it's just something God is telling me to do.
Yeah.
He blessed
me. He sure will tell you when it's time.
Yeah.
He blessed you with that gift. Yeah, he didn't give you that voice for nothing, did he?
Nope.
And you know what they say?
If
you don't use it, you lose it.
You lose it.
I'm a witness to that. I'm a witness to that, because when I stopped playing for the church, because I would sing and play and lead songs, and then I retired in 2005 and didn't sing. And I just think now, 2005, and then one day about, I guess it was 2011, I tried to belt out the song, and oh God, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Couldn't sing no more. You know, not singing for 4 or 5 years, it was gone. And then as it come back, it came back a little bit better last year, but I'll never get back to the point where I was, you know, when I was singing every week. You know what I'm saying?
Every
practice
day,
makes perfect. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Practice makes perfect. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me get my co-host back in. We got people that are listening to the studio. Now, that is one thing I found on my show. I don't know why, but I think people think they're going to ask their name or they got to tell their name, but we always tell y'all. Y'all know this Emily Pearl Show does not ask your name. You can give to us if you want to, but we're not going to ask for it. And they just like to sit back and listen, and a lot of our listeners are online. And then they come back because they're out on Friday night with dinner and movies and things like that, and they come back on Saturdays and download the show and listen to you. So you will not be missed. All of our international listeners are listening to you right now on online.
Hey, shout out to them. Shout out to them, man. Like I said, go follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'll follow you back, JoeMoney_OKC. I'll follow you back, man. I love the support.
They will. They will. Because they follow me all the time. Like I said, on Twitter, I got over 46,000 followers on our Facebook fan page. Radio show fan page, we got over 47. And on my personal Facebook page, I have over 200,000 followers. So they will follow you. And, so that's why I say you got to open up your Twitter account.
Okay, I'm
going to
go
like,
reactivate my Twitter.
Yeah, because they like to tweet more so than Twitter. Because people are on a fast pace now. They're on a sonic rush. They don't have time to deal with all that stuff on Facebook. When they can type 140 characters, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're going about their business.
So make sure you get reopen your Twitter. Hey, Sybil, and Doug, I know that y'all hate to hear the show end, but I'm going to let you guys say the last words to our guest. Sybil, you go first.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed you again. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Facebook
I'm going to look you up after we hang up. And I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for going to Amazon and downloading the Emily Pearls movies. M. Pearls.
Yeah, that's right. Tell them how to do it. So Joe can sit down and look at it with his family. Remember, Joe, it's a clean movie, so you can look at it with your 3-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
Emily wrote the movie. She's the star in the movie. I'm the co-star. Play her secretary. She did all the casting. She did the whole thing and had it edited in a wonderful editing company in London, England. And this is her first film. So you go to Amazon, and you can type in Pearls with an S, the letter P-E-A-R-L.
No, type in M space Pearls. Because if you just type in Pearls, necklaces and jewelry are going to come up.
Pop up.
Okay, M and space Pearls, A-A-L. That stands for attorney at law. So that would help us out a whole lot of... And you will enjoy the movie, too.
Excuse me, Sybil. No, he doesn't have to do all that. Just type in M space Pearls. And I taught you that so you can remember when you're telling people.
That's right. I know there was a Pearls in there somewhere. Yeah. It's M space Pearls. Just by itself.
And that's all. That's all he has to put in there. Thank you so much. We appreciate it because, like I told you, I'm still in the hole, and I have it on Pivot Share as well, and I'm waiting to hear from Kennel Nation. Have you ever heard of Kennel Nation?
No, ma'am.
Kennel Nation is a film distributing company too, kind of like Amazon, but they do have to approve you and accept you. So I did everything that I needed to do for them day before yesterday, so now I'm waiting on a response for them. They do a little bit more than Amazon does because they also put it on Netflix and Hulu for you. So I really, really hope that, I can get accepted by them. So. But I know all the ins and outs, and that's the reason why I'm doing self-distribution myself rather than paying a third party that'll charge you a lot of money, rip you off, and you won't even be out there. You know what I'm saying? So I can relate to you by doing your own promotion and distribution. That is the best way to go nowadays, for sure.
Yeah, independent.
All you have to have with it is patience, though. Mm-hmm. All right, Doug, you're up.
Yeah, Emily, and your money, I'm going to get to you in just a minute. But I'm a sucker for the last thing that was talked about. Now, Emily, I haven't seen all the movie yet.
Uh-huh.
But that was because It was sticking on me and all that kind of stuff. But anyway.
Yeah.
But Emily, you are really on to something.
Okay.
First of all, you need to really, you need to see this movie as quick as possible. Because Emily is like a go-between Perry Mason and Columbo.
That's exactly right. You got it.
I mean, the way she sips her tea and looks over her glasses and corners you, but the problem is today people have more resistance to their guilt than they did back in the day when their morals were abounding a lot stronger. You know, people have guilty consciences, so it's harder these days to transcend guilty consciences. But as far as the character, and then she gets into her first with her biography, and then she gets into, you know, the background of what brought this all about, and also includes family life. And the footage is Hollywood caliber. The footage and the soundtrack, the footage and the soundtrack is Hollywood caliber.
Thank you.
Now,
so
because she doesn't have that much of a budget, she has to settle for actors and actresses. But while she's in that position, she needs an acting coach that can help them, some of them. Now, some of them are already acting on point, but help them with emotion memory and through lining.
Well, the thing of it was that I wanted to give these people a chance to be in the first movie to make their dreams come true. And as long as they did what I told them to do on set as best they could, I ran with it because somebody got to give a chance. They cannot afford acting school. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the best place to learn to me is like on the job training. And
yep,
I'm going to always use people that have not had a chance before. And that's what my mission is for. That's why God gave me the instruction to start doing filmmaking. I just wanted to
track, Emily, and I can help prop you up with some shortcuts.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I can help you whatever actors and actresses you are able to recruit. Then I can be right there, and I can help coach them to bring out the presence of that situation, the true presence.
Sure.
As if they were doing it themselves.
Yeah, I didn't have anybody on set with me, and it's really difficult when you got to act, direct, produce, and instruct all at the same time.
You're multitasking.
Sure. I'd love to have you on set with me on my this film that I'm getting ready to do for this film. But what was y'all telling me your favorite part, and then we're going to end the show. Because you sent me a message about your favorite part that you've seen so far.
Oh, about my favorite part about ending the show? That was a little while back. And
No. I'm talking about the movie.
Oh!
You sent me a message. Okay.
Yeah, my favorite part. Yeah. But no.
So far.
I was laughing. And you were telling Miss Grant, you can either answer the questions now or you can answer them in court. And you were looking over your glasses, you know, you were so stoic. And you looked over your glasses and she couldn't handle it.
She was mad and mad and pissed all at the same time.
You were feeding her with a slingshot, and you know, nobody could tell it, but you were feeding her with a slingshot. Yeah.
Well, I want to share with you who that actress is briefly, and then for real, we're gonna end the show. That's the one, Mrs. Grant, the one that played Mrs. Grant. That is Dave Brown's daughter.
Oh, okay. I can see the similarity now. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, our 30-year weatherman, local weatherman here on Channel 5, that was it. That's his daughter.
Ah, okay. Yo, money? Get all that to me ASAP.
Oh man, it's gonna be to you tomorrow if I don't do it tonight.
I heard that. That's what I like to hear.
I got a little show I gotta go to in Ardmore, Oklahoma, here in a minute, so I'm gonna be on the road.
Okay.
In a
All right, well, we're going to let you go and get on that road. We understand. So, and like I say, all good things have to come to an end. We're so sorry. We want to thank our guest, Joe Monty. We want to thank our sponsors, all our listening audience. Most of all, we thank you, but we also want to thank our partners that partner with us, AJE Dreamland. Her show's coming up on Cable 17 at 9 o'clock. Be sure to tune in. And we're also getting ready to partner with another radio station soon, hopefully. I'm waiting to hear from them. So, and we got other partners, the Cupboard Restaurant, Let Us See Its Location, and I just can't name them all. So we thank you all, and as we say, it's time to go. And as I end my show always, to all of my pearls, in the listening audience tonight, a pearl is defined as a precious thing. It is the finest example of something special. Uh-huh. So it doesn't matter whether you are rich or poor. You, my pearls, are a precious thing. You are the finest example of someone special. All right. As we stay around here in the Emily Pearl Studio, listen, don't hate them. Congratulate them. And if you mean it and deem it, I promise you, my pearls, everything good that you do, well, what, y'all?
Come back to you.
That's right. Thank you again, Joe Money, for appearing on our show.
Hey, I appreciate it, y'all. It's an honor to be on your show, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you, and you are in the circle now. Ain't no getting out.
That's right. We're family now.
That's right. We'll see y'all same time, same place, same station. Good night, y'all.